Welcome to your five for today. Faith is a word we often use and has a lot to do with reliability. It is wonderful when we are able to trust someone and have full confidence that what they say is what they mean. Faith of itself is not the vital issue. It is what we believe in which is so important. Many years ago, when we were first married, we lived in furnished accommodation. We rented the property and the furniture came with it, and most of it was adequate and usable. The one problem was with the three-piece suite. The settee and one chair were fine, but the second chair lacked the springs. The frame was complete, the armrests were good, the cushion looked very inviting, but under the cushion was nothing. The springs had gone. So whenever anyone came to the house, we always tried to warn them to avoid that particular chair. The interesting thing is that wherever we put that chair, visitors always seemed to make a beeline for it. It was incredible, because it was like a magnet and seemed to attract anyone who first came into the room. On one memorable occasion, my auntie and uncle looked in for an overnight stay. We were distracted for a few moments while we spoke with auntie, and so uncle went into the lounge, and before we realized it, he was by the wrong chair. And as we shouted no, it was too late. It almost seemed to be in slow motion as he seemed to sink into the cushion and then was jammed in the frame of the chair. Thankfully, he had a good sense of humour, could see the funny side of the experience as we helped him out and sat him comfortably somewhere else. I sometimes think back to that incident, and what I always remember was the look on my uncle's face as he started to sit on the chair. He very sincerely thought he would have a comfortable and restful sit down. He was disabused of that idea very quickly. The clear point was, and this is very obvious, the chair was not worth believing in. It was not worth committing one's body for a relaxing sit down to such a chair. No amount of faith, sincere or otherwise, could possibly make the chair suitable for sitting on. It would require someone to go out and buy some springs and actually fit them onto the frame of the chair, which we never did. The truth is that if we ever exercise faith, and we do so every day, we must base that faith on knowledge. If my uncle had had any understanding of the condition of that chair, he would never have attempted to sit on it. In more important areas of life, we so often can give little consideration in what we put our trust. What do we trust when it comes to the religious and spiritual aspects of life? And more importantly, what do we trust in as we face the prospect of eternity and what lies beyond the grave? It surely is vital that we know where and with whom we can place our faith. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God, and that faith needs to be exercised in Jesus who loves us, died for us, and has the power to save us. So it is not faith in a creed, ritual, or what we achieve, but in a person, and that means a relationship. So it must be very important to find out the facts about Jesus, recognize who he is, and trust him with our lives. The wonderful promise is that he will not let us down. Thank you for listening.